So this is the UK assessing their multilateral organizations. Another idea is to form an interest group of many nations asking their questions to the different organizations. This example is called MOPAN, short for the Multilateral Organization for Performance Assistance Network. It's a network consisting of 17 countries. Sweden is one of them. And the head of the newly created MOPAN Secretariat is here to tell us more about it. Welcome, Björn Gilsäter.
Thank you very much, Sharon. Thank you for inviting me to come to speak to you today. I'm delighted to be back in Stockholm. I used to work for the Swedish government for 11 years, Ministry of Finance and Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Many of those years, most of them, I think actually 9 out of 11, I spent outside of Stockholm. I represented the government in the at the executive board of the World Bank, at the African Development Bank. I spent some time in the European Commission. Before I joined the Secretariat, I spent 5 years in UNICEF as staff, inside what some call the sausage factory. So my experience has been both from a sort of governance point of view as well as from the inside. And that is something that I bring to the Secretariat function. So I'm not, this is just to say, I'm not the evaluation methodological expert, but I'm more of a practitioner. The Secretariat that I head up is based in Paris, at the OECD, and let me just say at the outset to get the terminology right here, it's a secretariat that is hosted by the OECD. This is not a secretariat that helps the members, it's a secretariat that helps members assess the performance of multilateral organizations. It's not the OECD looking at the performance of other multilateral organizations. And there are a range of sensitivities, as you may imagine, around that. So I just wanted to make that perfectly clear. Let's see, to the next slide. It's right there. Okay. All right, so people say that you should aim to have the audience take one thing away from your presentation. The one thing that I'd like you to take away from this presentation is that there's a network that exists that is called MOPAN. And I'm not going to quiz you on the acronym. It's a handful. I think, Sharon, you had problems getting it right, and that's pretty typical of this. But just remember that it's the existence of a network of donors to the multilateral organizations that have come together and assessed the performance of these organizations collectively. There are 17 members. The United States joined last year, and we have two or three more donor countries knocking on the door. It started back in 2002 as a bottom-up exercise. And I think there are some people here in the audience from CEDA who should take credit for starting this off. It was then a very strong focus on how do these organizations, how are they perceived, perform at the country level? Much less of a focus on sort of corporately at the headquarters level, but really at the country level. How can you capture how they perform? It was then done through a perception-based survey only. Since 2002, the methodology has evolved, and I'll come back to that. Considerably, and the way that these assessments are carried out has evolved. It's also important to remember that there is a strong interest among these 17 countries to jointly assess the performance, and that is also in the interest of the organizations themselves, who find themselves answering the same questions to a whole set of donors. The donors, these 17, have come together, and they're trying to get as many of their questions answered through a collective exercise called MOPAN. The secretariat is a small function of this network, and I want to underline that. The network is the participation of the 17 members, and they are very active in various, they perform different roles. They're so engaged that they didn't, until this year, they didn't believe that they needed a secretariat. The secretariat function actually rotated between capitals, with the ups and downs, as you can imagine, with that setup. But they, last year they felt, or the last two years, they felt that that burden was becoming too heavy. They wanted to make it create something a little bit more permanent, and here we are, four people in Paris helping our members. But the four people in the secretariat don't carry out the assessments. It is done very much by a consulting firm. So we outsource a lot of the work to this firm sitting in Canada called Universalia, and they do it together with the member states. Let me quickly, I'll just present the purpose of the network. Why MOPAN? I'm just going to read these out. Generate information that members can use to meet their accountability requirements. Accountability vis-a-vis their ministers, vis-a-vis their parliaments. Provide an evidence base for efforts to make multilaterals more effective. And not least, support a dialogue, and a well-informed dialogue, between individual MOPAN members, the multilateral organizations, but also with partners. So I would say to participate and have MOPAN present some of its findings to an audience such as this is part of the purpose. Let me add to the avalanche of numbers that we've seen this morning with just two pieces of statistics to show you that the group is sort of fairly relevant. So far, MOPAN has assessed 16 organizations since 2002, many of them repeatedly. And these 16 organizations, in fact, receive 60% of the total multilateral aid funding, I should say DAC, multilateral aid funding. Were we to include the EU, EC here, that number would go up to 90+%. So these 16 organizations really receive the bulk of all the funding. I think, let me throw in another number. People are saying that there are some 210 multilateral organizations, international organizations today in the world. But out of these 210, 16 receive 60% of the funding. Are these 17 donors important to the organizations? Well, in fact, 88% of the multilateral aid funding is provided by these 17 members of the network. All right. So who does MOPAN assess? I mentioned 16 organizations. I want to do between 4 and 6 institution-specific assessments annually. So you compare that to what Rachel just talked about in the MAR. That it's a much smaller number. The four organizations that we've done this year. Asian Development Bank, IFAD, WHO, WFP. We're going to add a 17th organization next year in 2014 when we, for the first time, will look at UN Women. It started out as a strong focus on organizations that have provide significant development funding and with a significant presence on the ground in the country. That then the scope evolved and included humanitarian assistance organizations. And then a couple of years ago, for the first time, they took a crack at one of the global funds, at Gavi. Gavi, of course, has very little, if any, presence on the ground. The methodology hence had to be adapted, but it worked out fairly well. So the focus is on headquarters for the moment, but it's also on at the country level. And how do we do that at the country level? Well, we don't look at all the countries where these organizations are active. We select a sample set of countries. In the case of 2013, you see the 6 countries that we where we surveyed the performance in. And I can talk about the selection of these countries and other details, and if you have questions around that. All right. So what does MOPAN assess? And I think here you will find a lot of similarities between what Rachel just talked about in terms of focus. I would say this component, which is organizational effectiveness, account for about 70% of what MOPAN looks at. I've created four little bubbles: strategic management, operational management, relationship management, knowledge management. And you see on the sub bullets there what that means roughly. But these are captured. Let me move to the next slide. So that's one. That's the organizational effectiveness component. About 70% of our work. What you might pick up on here is that the absence of development effectiveness or results. And as that sort of moved higher and higher up on the political agenda in 2012, the organization or the network, 10 minutes, good, thank you. I'm doing all right. In 2012, they took a crack at looking at development effectiveness. Now, this is admittedly, I think everybody will agree, is a much more difficult nut to crack. But this has sort of grown last year and this year, but it's also the one component where you will hear Paul Balogun, who will come next, who did an evaluation of MOPAN this year, where they believe that perhaps the methodology is where, that this part of the methodology is where that needs most work. And I think we're all struggling, any development institution or anyone interested in development affairs, in how to capture the results of individual efforts. But let me just show you here, this is what MOPAN does. We don't attempt to assess the organization's results on the ground, but rather how it measures and reports on its contribution to development and or humanitarian results, and how stakeholders perceive its work in these areas. Now, is this the right way, or could it be done differently? We're looking at that, and we are doing a major review of our methodology for 2015, and this is really where a lot of our intellectual investment will go. What should MOPAN be doing in terms of development effectiveness and results tracking? Right. Perhaps you're all wondering, how do we collect data? On what do we base these assessments on? Right. There are basically three parts to this. The perception-based survey that I mentioned, that's really how it started out, still exists, still makes up about one-third of our effort. It is a perception-based survey with the members of our network at the country level, at the headquarters level, headquarters meaning where these organizations are based, i.e. the permanent representations in New York and Rome and in Geneva and elsewhere, or the banks for that matter, and their executive boards in Washington or in Tunis or Manila. But there's also a third group, and that's the direct partners of these organizations. That includes civil society, but it also includes, importantly, the governments. The other component, which is more recent, since I think 2010, 2011, and which has really grown in prominence, is the document review. And the one case study that I'm going to bring up here is on WHO. In that case, our consultants looked at 1,200 documents that they asked. They asked WHO, give us evidence against these indicators that we track. Give us all the reports that you feel are relevant. They gave the consultants 1,200. In the case of other organizations, it's more like in the 150, 200 or so documents. These are internal and external reviews. their external assessments, such as the Paris Declaration, or for the banks, the Common Performance Assessment, the COMPASS report, previous MOPAN surveys, evaluations, both internal and external. And the third component is a consultation process, interview process, and that's a component that is also growing. And they do a lot of interviews with the senior management, both at the headquarters, but also at the country level. So how do we present the findings? And Rachel touched upon how they presented to the multilateral organizations, so let me do the same. Here are the key performance indicators against which WHO was assessed now in 2013, and here are the scores as they come out from the survey respondents and the scores as they come out from the document review. So these findings, and I've attended two of the presentations now, both at WHO and at IFAD, are presented by the members who have led, and you know, within the network, countries volunteer to take the lead. In this case of WHO, it was Belgium and Netherlands and two individuals who presented the findings to the Director General, Margaret Chang, and her entire senior management, 90 minutes discussing the findings of the MOPAN report, together with members of the executive board, not only members of the MOPAN network, but a broader set of actors. So that was on the, this is the, what it looks like at the on the organizational effectiveness, on the development results, it's a little bit more simplified. And here are the ratings. And this is the point, part of departure for the dialogue with the organization. And that's precisely how it played out in both WHO and IFAD. And it was very perceived in a very constructive way. So there was, there's been, throughout the 12-month period, that's how long it takes to do these reports, there is a lot of dialogue between the organization, the consultants, and the countries who lead this exercise, as well as the secretariat. So there were no surprises at the launch or when the findings were presented, and it all went down relatively well. There's also, so I've now talked about how the findings are presented at the headquarters level. There's also a country level dimension to this, where the findings are discussed in sort of the donor community together with the government and civil society and the multilateral organizations themselves. I think this part stems from a wish from capitals that as the part of our development aid increasingly goes through multilaterals, whether through CORE or the multi-buy, there is an interest from our members, and perhaps hopefully Pai, you can confirm that, to have the embassies engage more in dialogue and talking to the multilateral organizations and keeping an eye on them, so that we don't delegate all the responsibility to the headquarters and those colleagues who sit in the formal boards, but there's also a responsibility out at the embassies to keep an eye and to track the performance of these organizations. My next slide is about the headquarters level, and there I just want to add that one of the findings from a survey conducted by the OECD a few years ago, where they asked, which tool do you use when you do your resource allocation decisions most? And out of the non-national, the tools that haven't been developed internally in the respective countries, MOPAN was the most quoted. So it seems to have an impact at the headquarters level in the individual capitals in the discussions about resource allocation decisions. Um, All right, I've come to my last slide, and I'm hesitant whether I should talk to this now or after Paul's presentation. But let me just say that we are taking a good look, as I mentioned, on our approach, which is called the common approach. The business model, what indicators do we use, how do we collect our information, and what we hope to come up with is what we call MOPAN 3.0. In 2015, we will have something that is, if not radically different, that will be different to what we have today. There is what you will see, and I often get questions when I'm out talking to crowds like this. Who are the members? So I see your members, the 17. These are the 17 donors. How about those who are the new development actors? And how about those contributors who are non-member states but are becoming increasingly important actors also with the multilateral organizations? And I was struck by the WHO, for example, where the Gates Foundation is becoming the single largest donor to the organization. But that's just MOPAN adapting, having to adapt to the brave new world. And we'll see, Paul, if there are a couple of more points that I want to bring up after your presentation. Thank you very much. All the reports are on our website, which is being revamped, just like the methodology, so you might find it a little bit difficult to navigate at this point. Hopefully in a few months it'll be easier. But don't hesitate to go to the website or contact me directly. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bjorn.